Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. My name is Owen Ragland, and I will be your host today. Thank you for joining us. Today's devotional is titled, Together in Faith and Good Works. Our scripture comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, as presented by the English Standard Version. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. My objective today is to take this simple, straightforward message and complicate it to the point that you will never forget it. Now you might be saying, what could possibly be hard about the phrase, let us consider how to stir up one another? If you ask my wife, this is very clear. To stir is a cooking term. Stirring helps dissolve particles like sugar or salt into a solvent like water. Stirring creates a homogeneous mixture by evenly distributing ingredients. It also is essential to keep things from sticking or cooking unevenly. And if you take a scientific approach to your cooking, you know that stirring can increase the rate of chemical reactions by increasing the frequency of collisions between reactant molecules. At this point, I would say thank you, dear, for those four different definitions. Although she is correct, I see it differently. You see, my friend used to frequently hand me a wooden spoon and say, Owen, you're just trying to stir up trouble. It had nothing to do with cooking. So what do you do for clarity when you're thinking about a scripture? For me, I look at other translations. The New International Version says we should spur one another on. Does this mean cowboy spurs? Ouch. The New Revised Standard Version says we should provoke one another. This doesn't sound much nicer than getting spurred. The King James Version says consider one another to provoke. The Common English Bible says, consider each other carefully. The Amplified Bible moves to consider thoughtfully how we may encourage. It appears we've moved from my stirring up trouble to my wife's blending and evenly mixing together. Not to give up yet, it occurs to me that we could both have effective methods to bring people together if we remain focused on the true end state of working together with faith and good works. Many of the translations say love and good works. Either expression is good with me. Regardless of our initial differences, if we act in love by doing good works together, we will form a bond, perhaps a chemical reaction, that transforms us into a stronger relationship with Christ and our neighbor. One final translation for you. Let us keep holding one another in our thoughts, such that an explosion of love and good works results. Will you pray with me? Father God, bring us together in relationship with you and each other, such that we can demonstrate our faith by doing good works for our neighbors. May all that we do glorify our God. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Owen Ragland.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.